The sugya of Chorban Abayis opens up with Rabbi Yochanan bringing the pasuk Asher Nefachei Tomei Matshei Bonofo Barah. A person should always worry about his sins, and a person who's a stubborn heart, you know, and doesn't examine his deeds will fall into evil, because he won't repent and he won't do the necessary changes that are necessary to avoid the punishment that he will inevitably face if he doesn't change his ways. So after Rabbi Yochanan brings that pasuk, so he says, you know, he encodes the whole story of the destruction of the second commonwealth in three phases. It says, Al-Kamsa Bar-Kamsa Chorba Yushalayim, because the story of Kamsa and Bar-Kamsa, the strife, you know, that was there, the Sinas Chinam, right, the needless hatred. So that's what destroyed Yerushalayim. A Tarnigola, Charva Tor Malka, and for a chicken and a hen, like a rooster and a hen, was Tor Malka, the house of the king, the mountain of the king, rather. It's an area. Got destroyed over that story. You know, the war goes later. We'll do it inside, God willing. Those are that, you know, they had a custom of that by a wedding, they had a rooster and a hen go in front of the chasen and kala that they should be fruitful and multiply, like the rooster and hen are, you know, multiply. And the Romans, a legion came and took the rooster and hen away from the wedding party, and there was a turmoil, and the Jews, fought back against the legion, want to take the rooster and hen, and that caused, you know, a chain reaction that a message got back to the Caesar, the Jews are rebelling, and that caused the destruction of Tor Malka, that area. And it's a Shaka de Rispak, and for the side of a, for the side of a carriage, you know, wood required to repair a carriage, that's what destroyed Beitar. The custom was that when children were born, they used to plant cedars, which are mighty trees. And at the time when the children came of age and married, so they would cut down these cedars that were planted when these children were born, and out of it make the chuppah and all the other wedding things, you know, the were made out of these cedars. Right? And the planting cedars represented that the children should grow up and be tall and mighty like the cedars. So over this whole story, which again, we'll do it in detail inside when we get there in the Gemara, over this whole story, Beitar was destroyed. Right, so that's the statement of Rabbi Yochanan, and then the Gemara begins to go and discuss each incident in full detail. So now, the Gemara, of course, even when discussing these three incidents in detail, it also goes off and discusses other incidents also, and other terrible things that branched off, you know, from these incidents, as well as many other terrible things that happened, right? The calamities that befell the Jewish people in the course of the destruction of the Second Commonwealth were many, numerous, and diverse. Why are these three being singled out as being like the three major categories of tragedy that, tragedy that was involved, emerged in course of the structure of the Second Commonwealth? Why are these three like categories, and like all the other terrible stories of suffering, just like details? Right, that's the question of the Maral Panos. That's clearly alluded to by Rechon's statement by saying, you know, singling out these three, and then the Gemara, on the basis of these three, use these three as a springboard to talk about they themselves in detail and other incidents also, as if all the other incidents, as tragic as they were, destruction of all the other towns beyond these three, are just like branches, you know, subcategories or details of these big three. So what's it about these three? These are called like categorical calamities, right? Categorical tragedies, and the rest are like just details. So this is a question the Maral contemplates, and the Maral says like this, right? Eretz Yisrael, being the promised land, the chosen land, right? The land which has, as it were, God's attention, right? And God's blessing, So this is expressed in three ways. Right, right, just like a whole person. You know, he has his body, you know, the essence of the body, the center of the body, right, which is most represented by the heart, right, which is the in the center, and from there all the life force branches out and spreads out. So there's the center, which is the essence, and there's the right side and the left side. Right. So the you know, the right side represents strength. Like most people are righties, right? It's, you know, it represents, you know, the strength and proficiency, which is also strength of skill, not just physical strength, right? Strength in all the meanings of the word, be it physical strength or proficiency and skillfulness, that's all represented by the right side. Interesting to note that for all those lefties out there, right, that might feel slighted, you should know in halacha, you know, the lefties are referred to, you know, that they have their right hand on their left side. Right, that it's always considered that a person's strength and skillfulness is his right side, and the lefty has his right hand on the left side of his body. That's the way it's always spoken about in halacha. Right, so it's not like the lefty, you know, is against this rule. The lefty has his right side, you know, everything that's called the right, on his left side. That's how halacha looks at it. Right. So the right side is strength. Right. The left side, right, represents multitude, multiplicity. Right. Because first of all, you already have one of everything on the right side. You have one arm on your right side. You have one leg on your right side. You have one eye. You have one ear, one nostril. Right, so the left side, so if the right side is the main side, so the left side already represents having more than one. It's the left side represents the second, right? Because you already have one of all these that work already, so it is called having more. The left side is called, since the right side is the main side, so the left side is called having more, right? Having a second of, which is multiplicity, things being multiplied. That's what the left side represents, right? You know, on a deeper level, right? Right side philosophically, you know, represents chesed, kindness, and that should always be a person's dominant side. That's what Chazal said, mekarev b'yamin, always draw people close with your right side, meaning that your strength should be in kindness, right? The strength should be expressed in kindness. Right, dochav b'shmal, push people away with your left hand, meaning the weaker hand should be the force that pushes things away. Right, so the you know, the right side is kindness. Right, kindness doesn't make any distinctions. Right, you should be kind to everybody. Kindness is, you know, is the opposite of judgment. Right, judgment is to only give one exactly what he deserves. Right, so kindness is to give to everybody equally. So kindness is a unity. Everyone's equal, right? Everyone's going to get no matter what, right? Right. Whereas the left side represents din. Right? A person deserves to be pushed away. That's being pushing away. That's an act of judgment that you've decided this person needs to be pushed away. That's din. Okay, left hand, right? So now din already is multiplicity, right? Because it's, he's righteous, right? He's wicked, and he's in the middle, he's a benoni. It already draws distinctions, right? Judgment draws distinctions, and distinctions are multiplicity. You know, righteous versus wicked, versus someone who's a benoni, who's in the middle, he deserves this much, he deserves that much, all distinctions and details. Distinctions and details, that's all in din. So that's why multiplicity is from the left side, just like din is on the left side. Right? So now, says the Maharal, you know, this is, you know, the power of Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael had God's blessing, you know, in a way that not just they had the essence of the blessing, but the blessing was so powerful it branched out to a right side and to a left side. Already Moshe Rabbeinu, you know, when he told the spies that he sent to Israel to check it out, so he asked them to look for three things, right? Right? You know, the nations, they are Chazar Rufay, Merab Umat, are they strong or weak? And he explained, what do I mean strong or weak? Are there a few or there are many? Right? So, how do the people there, they multiply a lot or they multiply a little? Right? Right? And the people, do they dwell, you know, is the land good or not? Habamachri Mitzrayim, do they live in, right, scattered, or they live in fortified cities? That's strength. So he's asking about multiplicity, he's asking about strength. Do they live in, you know, scattered cities or fortified cities, strong cities? And then he asks, right, and the land itself, Hashmeina hi Raza, the land itself, is it good land? You know, it's, you know, fat land, you know, it's fruitful land, rich land, or is it, you know, skinny land, lean and, not very rich. Yeah. So that's talking about the land itself. So we see, you know, going in a different order, Moshe was asking about, you know, the multiplicity of the, population, right? He's asking about strength, and he's asking about the land itself. The land itself, is it rich or not? So, because that's what Moshe Rabbeinu wanted the spies to see and attested to Jewish people, that, hey, the land itself is good, it has God's blessing, and the blessing is so powerful that it branches out, that it makes the people there abundant, and makes the people there strong, right? And that's also what's represented by these three cities. Right? These three cities represent the essence of the power of the land of Israel. Right? That there's Yerushalayim, mentioned first. Yerushalayim is, you know, the center of Eretz Yisrael, Chazal teach. Right? It's and that's also where we say that, you know, Eretz Yisrael is the land that has God's attention. And God's, you know, connection to land is most expressed there in Yerushalayim, where the temple is, because that's where the divine presence is. So that refers to the essence of the land, the center of the land itself, right? Tur Malka, which, you know, they had this thing about, you know, the rooster in hand, about being fruitful and multiplying, right? So that represents the left side of the land, right? You know, that the power of the blessing is so intense it branches out to the left, that the people are fruitful and multiply. You know, there's multiplicity, there's abundance, right? And also branches out to the right side, that's Beitar, that they were into the concept of planting these cedars, that our children should be big and strong like the cedars. So that's that the blessing broke through to the right side. All right, now is to talk about that the Churban was so total and absolute that, you know, the Churban of the Second Commonwealth, you know, brought, you know, cut down everything. There's nothing left. The essence broke, and that's Yerushalayim. And it wasn't like, you know, you cut down the middle, but you left a right, you know, a lame right side or lame left side. Everything was a total destruction, right? The essence broke, and also the right side, you know, or at least let there be a residual effect of it. Once having the divine presence, there should still be a lot of people, right? No, the multiplicity was taken away, right? Those branches were removed also. It didn't leave those branches, right? And or have at least the residual effect that there should still be strength. Those branches were cleared away also, that there's an absolute vacuum. An absolute vacuum of the blessing that there was there. And that's what it means. These three represent the essence of blessing, that's Yerushalayim, the multiplicity that comes from blessing, that's Tur Malka, and the strength that comes from blessing, that's Beitar, right? The middle, the left side and the right side, there's an absolute vacuum, and that's why all the other calamities are just, you know, called details thereof, because the destruction of these three represent the destruction of the three categories of blessing, right? The essence of blessing, the right side of the blessing, the left side of the blessing, and the rest of the calamities and tragedies, Rahman al-Tzan, were all just details.